Now, boys and girls, after the Lord had died on the cross and was buried in the tomb, then, of course, he rose again from the dead. But he didn't immediately go back to his Father, you remember, and for 40 days and 40 nights, he remained in this world. And during that time, he appeared to his disciples on different occasions, and he told them those things concerning the great salvation that he had come to give to us. But the time came when the Lord returned to heaven. But you remember, as we saw, as we finished off last time, just as our Lord was being taken up from heaven, he told his disciples what to do. And they were to go back to the city of Jerusalem. And he said that they were to wait there for the promise that the Father had made. Now, the promise was really this. And try and get this into your hearts and minds, boys and girls. The promise was the coming of the Holy Spirit. You'll know, of course, that God is one God, but there is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They are one God, but they are in three persons. And so God the Father, if you like, sent the Son into the world to die for our salvation, and he came. And then when he went back to the Father again, then the Holy Spirit was sent by the Father and by the Son to be in the world. So the Lord said, go back to Jerusalem and wait there, he says, until you receive the promise of the Father. Well, they went back to Jerusalem, and they went back to the upper room where they had so often met, and there they prayed together. There was 120 of them who believed in the Lord at this time. And 10 days later on, there came one of the feasts of the children of Israel called the Feast of Pentecost. And on the day of Pentecost, as they were waiting in the upper room, and as they were praying, the Bible tells us that there was the sound of a great rushing mighty wind. And then the disciples had tongues of fire appeared as though they were sitting on their heads. And what it was the coming of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit in the Word of God is referred to as being like a flame and being like the wind that blows. And so when that rushing mighty wind came and when those tongues of flame appeared, that was the sign that the promise, the Holy Spirit, had now come upon them. And then something amazing really happened. Those people began to speak in a strange language. Now, it was really a strange language. There were lots of people in Jerusalem for the Feast of Pentecost. And they began to speak to these people. Now, here's why it was an amazing language that they were speaking. Because everybody, doesn't matter what language they spoke, where they were from, if they were from whatever part of the world, with all their different languages, the Bible tells us that every one of those people heard the disciples preaching in their own tongue. They were just preaching in one language, this amazing language, but everybody heard them in their own particular language. And some people, of course, they looked and they said, these men are drunk. But Peter stood up and he said, these men are not drunk, but this is that which God promised in all the prophets from the beginning. And then, boys and girls, Peter began to preach. And it must have been a mighty sermon that Peter preached. And he called all the people together and he said, now listen to these words. And he reminded them how Jesus of Nazareth, our Lord Jesus Christ, had been among them. And he said, you know the miracles and the signs and the wonders that he performed. But he said, you took him and you crucified him on the cross. But he says, God raised him from the dead again. And what you see is the result of Jesus going back to his Father, and he has sent this which you see and hear. Now the Bible says when the people heard these things, or many of the people heard these things, they cried out, they were cut in their heart. They believed, you see, that they were the ones who were responsible for Jesus being crucified on the cross. And they cried out and they said, men and brethren, what must we do? They saw where they stood before God, boys and girls. They were sinners before God, before a holy God. And now they said, what must we do? And Peter said, here's what to do. repent. Now, you know what that means. That means turn about, turn to God. Repent, he said, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus, because the promise is to you and to your children and to those that are afar off, as many as the Lord our God shall call. The promise, you see, the promise of salvation by the Holy Spirit is to you, it's to your children, it's to the Gentiles. That's what those that are afar off means. It's to everybody, in fact, he says, who shall call upon the name of the Lord, those whom God has called. And so it says that many of them then received the word, they believed the things that were spoken, they were baptized, and they were added to the church. And there in Jerusalem then, the first church in the New Testament really came into being. And they would meet together, they would hear the word of the Lord, they would have fellowship together, they would speak about the things of Jesus Christ, they would have what we call the breaking of bread or the Holy Communion. They prayed together. And that's what a church of God is, boys and girls. And so in Jerusalem, the Holy Spirit had now come and the gospel was going to be preached even to the ends of the world. You know, when that day happened, there was no gospel in Inverness. People in Inverness or in Scotland or in Britain, they'd never heard the gospel. And yet from that day, the gospel was to go into all the world. And it's the same. Everyone who repents, who turns to God, everyone who believes in Jesus Christ as their Savior, then those people are saved from their sins. And that's how we become Christians. And so the beginning of the Acts of the Apostles, this is. You know all the different parts of the Word of God. Book of Genesis that tells us about the creation. The book of Exodus that tells us about the children of Israel in Egypt. And then the Psalms of David and the Gospels that tell us about the Lord Jesus. Now we're really into the book of the Acts of the Apostles. And that tells us about how the gospel was going to go into many places and how men and women and young people were going to believe and be saved. So try and keep that in your mind then, and we'll see then how the disciples went everywhere preaching the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.